What is up, Creative Gang? One year, baby.
1 year anniversary.
Let's get it started.
Episode 45.
Cheers, man. One fucking year, bro.
Yeah, man. Shouts to Snapchat for reminding me. You know, when you get those memory notification.
I know.
I don't even know if people still even use Snapchat, but I still kind of do. You know, for the nudes, not mean. Just kidding. But yeah, dude, I saw that. And I'm like, yo, did you know today's a 1 year anniversary for the podcast?
Yeah, we weren't even a fucking podcast today.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to originally. I'm like, dude, we got a pod today. Like, it has to happen. And now we're here, man. So how do you feel so far? Well, before we get into the 1 year anniversary, Shmuel, what have you been up to? Do a little weekend recap.
Weekend recap. I was just trying to like get into my groove again. So like I've been boxing more.
I saw you did a shoot recently.
I did a shoot, which I haven't done one in a couple weeks.
Did you feel weird?
No, I felt any rust? No rust. I felt great.
In your element.
In my element, of course. And then just like seeing the reactions of my of the talent and like what the hell, like we just did that here, like yep, this is what happens.
When you told me where you shot that, I was like, bro, are you kidding me?
Yeah, like he was saying that too. He was like, oh my god, like, I can't believe this is like where you're creating this. I'm like, yeah man, it just takes the right, you know,
an eye.
Yeah, the eye for the, it's an art.
Yeah,
and it was fun. Other than that, I just been
I saw when the talent posted it, he had a crazy reaction over it compared to all his images.
Dude, you saw the engagement, man.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you take a good photo and you get the engagement.
And you, because people and you do that. Yeah, and when you freaking invest in a photographer, a professional, not someone, hey, hold my iPhone 10 and take a photo of me in portrait mode.
Like I say, there's levels to this and you can straight out tell.
Yeah, so it was really cool, man.
What about you?
I've been purchasing a lot of things recently, man. I just recently got the DJI FPV drone, man.
There you go.
For those that follow us on the personal accounts, you should definitely follow us because we're going to post most of the things that we do. And yeah, I got myself the FPV drone. It's still in the box. Haven't even opened it yet.
It's like the usual Alberto move, like keep it till a month. And then
yeah, it's right now it's just been a little crazy. So I'm trying to catch up with work. So I don't really have time to get on the simulator and just like fly virtually.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get there eventually. I copped the variable ND filter that we posted on our reels the other day from Prism Lens Effects. And I used it today on the field for my shoots and it worked out. Fantastic. No vignettes. Colors look normal. There's no like extra contrast like other cheaper filters usually do.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very satisfied. The fact that there's a stop when you turn the knob all the way, where my old ones, they didn't have a stop. It would just continue. And so you'll see like an X, like when the two glasses cross on each other. And it would be annoying because you have to like, I'd have to look under the lens to make sure I'm on the marker, which was just annoying. Something I don't have to never think about anymore. And I love that they were able to fix that issue. And it looked really great, man. It looked really great on film. Crank it all the way down. And if I want to shoot at 2.8, it levels out perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So that was really, I'm really happy with that. And I also, which I haven't even posted anywhere on my socials yet, I got the new Rode Wireless Mic Go 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's right there in that little box right there. So, yeah, got that. Haven't opened it yet either. But yeah, man, I've just been reinvesting into my gear, I guess.
That's how it is. And it's like you got to reinvest because we're at that level now where everybody gets to that level where like you got to buy like a little thing that's $100-$200 and that's going to make a world of a difference.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, yeah, for sure.
I wanted to ask you about that heart because you kept saying it has a, what did you say it was? The
What are you referring to?
The filter.
Oh, the filter.
Does it move?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that shit called? The hard stop?
Yeah, it has a hard stop where...
It's just a click, right? It keeps it in place?
Not even a click. It's kind of like a wall. So if you're turning all the way, it'll stop.
Okay.
And then from there, you can't go past it. And if you go past it, you'll do the vignette and then the two mirrors... It's weird how... I don't even know how to explain
it. I have a variable ND filter.
Oh, you used to have one. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I got a new one for my 85. But it like if you go all the way, like you see like the
X. Yeah,
there's so like a middle thing.
Mine doesn't do that because there's a hard stop. So I pre-ordered these like last month and they were about like $70. I went to go back on the website to see how much they cost now. And they're like $99 right now. I said like $120, but scratched to $99.
Wow.
And you have to pay for shipping too, which kind of sucks. It's like $6 or whatever. But I got it the pre-order, plus there's like a special going on that weekend. Yeah. So I saved myself like $25 right there. And it's pretty cool, man. I'm a big fan of that company. With the reason why, like, shouts to the Buff Nerds, man. He's a dog. He's a killer. And yeah, he always preaches about like making top quality stuff that doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. He's like, he views himself as the people. Like, it's like, bro, I was in your shoes before, so I want to create products that's affordable.
Yeah,
you know, that could compete with like the Tiffins or the freaking Polar Pros. Polar Pros, I've never used them, so I can't judge.
I had one. They're decent.
You know? I use the Polar Pros for my Mavic Pro, but that's about it. But like, I'm talking about as far as variable ND filters, that's all. That's an art to create one of those. That's really good. And the Peter McKinnon one, I just can't stomach dropping $225 on a freaking piece of glass like that.
Nah, no way.
That's like a quarter of a regular lens right there. Yeah. So I just can't do that, man. So I'd rather pay the $70, $80 for a variable ND. Maybe I lose a little bit of quality, but no one's going to fucking notice.
Yeah, and the one I purchased, I forgot where I purchased from Amazon, the ND filter I got, but they were comparing it to the Polar Pro, and then they were saying like, oh.
Do you remember the brand?
Tiffin's. It wasn't Tiffin. It started with like a J.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what it is. I was in someone's name with a J. But the colors, when they compared it to the Polar Pro, and I've experienced the Polar Pro was always a little too like null, like a little neutralized colors. Like the greens were a little dark.
Well, that's the whole point. It's a neutralized.
Let me get to the point though. Okay. So since it was a NLPL, which is a polarized / ND filter, which means that when you look at the water, yeah, you can see through the water. This one, you can. It's just an ND filter, but I kind of like the ND filter more because the greens don't look as, or like the shine on the green, mm-hmm, on the leaves and stuff, it looks a little bit brighter. Like it looks a little bit natural, if mm-hmm that makes any sense. And the colors look a little bit warmer compared to the NLPL filter.
I didn't even know they had an NLPL variable.
For Polar Pro?
In general, I didn't know that. Really? I thought they were just either neutral density or the polarized lens, which I've never used a polarizer. Honestly, I don't seem the need to use one. But the fact that you're saying that it does change colors, that's the whole point. Like, I don't want it to shift my colors at all. I want it straight Sony colors where I could adjust to my liking in post. I did notice on the last wedding that I filmed, my B shooter, his ND filter had a different shift. It made things look warmer and more contrasty when I had set both cameras to flat, not necessarily log profile, but Cine 4. That's the profile that I'm using right now currently.
So it's probably your fucking filter. You both had different brands.
So I asked that we do have different brands. I had a Tiffin one at the time, and ours, we bought the same exact filter that we just got right now. Yeah. But we didn't have it at the time. They weren't out for shipping yet.
Yeah.
And so I asked him, like, bro, like, I noticed the image looks beautiful. But it kind of looks like it's color graded and it's a little warmer and it's a little darker.
Damn.
And I'm like, yo, what's up with that? Like, I don't know how that happened because we had the same settings. He's like, he responds like, oh no, it's my ND filter. I freaking hate it. Trust me. Like, I wish you would have told me that before, man. So now I'm going to go through hell color grading, matching those colors. Yeah. So he did say sorry or whatever, but it's just one of those things that I didn't know that happened until I experienced it.
Yeah.
Little lessons right there.
Yeah. Like that's one thing when I was looking for one, like I only needed it because I like doing little B-rolls and shit like that. But when I saw the comparison, I was like, oh shit, like I guess it does affect the saturation, the punchiness of the color.
Exactly.
But other than that, what about your FPV? What are you looking at?
Before that, like, yeah. So like now, since I experienced that, let's call it an L, which is not really an L because I could fix it in post. It's just looking take a little bit more work. But now that I know that happens, so when I'm hiring B shooters in the future, I'm going to ask besides what kind of gear and lenses they use, I'm gonna now ask, yo, for ND filters, what brands do you use? Because I'm gonna kind of judge you off that now because I can't afford to like spend another hour of color grading to match the colors. So something I just didn't know I had to think about until now. So.
And you just used it today. How'd that go?
I loved it, man. I loved it. I was able to open up the lens all the way if I wanted to, just to test it. And I all the way at the start or the hard stop. I don't even know the numbers, honestly. So I can't even tell you how many stops it goes.
Yeah.
But it was able to expose properly, clean and broad. Well, I want to say it was harsh lighting. It was at 1 p.m., but it was very cloudy. Yeah. So the clouds did do a little diffusing for me. But if I would have shot at clear skies, I would be interested to test it there. But for the most part, I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
It looked great. It looked great on film. So awesome. I'm very excited. Just looking at the footage right now, it looked really good. So I'm really excited. Did those little clothing brand line, that little commercial for them. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
And what about your FPV? What do you got
lined okay, up for that? So I had told you about what's stopping me about getting this FPV drone was the camera, the stock camera. And I did a lot more research on it. And it looks like I'm going to have to use my GoPro Hero 9 because it does have a wider look range. And it just has a better processing power when it comes to post-production with the GoPro compared to
the... Are you going
to
put the GoPro on the
FPV? Yes, what? Yes. That's the plan right now.
Wait, do you have to take out the old camera? Or do you just gotta...
It's going to be there. It's just going to be... Plus, you need it for like the goggles. Hmm. It's just going to be right on top of it, like a piggyback. Gotcha. And it's just going to ride around. I'm just going to literally hit play, hit record, and let us do its thing. I'm going to shoot it at wide at 60 frames per second or damn. 30 frames. I usually like to shoot 30 frames per second on drones. This new one, the FPV one, there's rumors that it's going to be a firmware update pretty soon, but it only gives you 4K 60. You can't even shoot 24 frames per second or 30 frames per second. So I thought that was very interesting. I don't know how I didn't catch that, but I caught that after I hit the purchase button. But I don't plan on using that camera anyways. I plan on using the GoPro.
Right.
But in case I don't use the GoPro, because I can't, maybe I won't use it one day. I don't know if maybe my GoPro dies or something. So I have to use the stock.
So one question, when you were looking into building your own FPV drone, was the GoPro and the FPV together, would it cost the same as what you would have built? Or
okay, so according to all the hardcore FPVers, they say the price is crazy.
Really?
It doesn't cost no more than like $600 or $700 to build one.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm not a handsy guy. I don't want to take the time to learn to solder. I don't want to freaking build it. Like, I'm just not. That's time not my money. Skill. Yeah. And I want something out the box that's ready to roll. And I trust DJI. I've been using DJI for a long time now, for a few years.
Yeah.
And I just believe in that product and that company. They do a really good job for the most part when it comes to technology and drones. Yeah. They've been dominating the drone landscape. And the fact that they're getting into the FPV world, like, yo, I trust them, bro. They got my money. Like, whatever they drop, I'm gonna pay for it. So that's pretty much it. But from what I understand, it is overpriced, but you are paying for the convenience.
That's wait, how much is it? Is it the same thing as a DJI S2?
$1,000? No, it's cheaper. It's more expensive. It's actually the $1,300.
Oh, okay.
The drone itself will cost you about like $700, but you're paying for the goggles too. The goggles are another like $400 to $500.
Damn, have you tried them on?
The batteries are about $150, so I got two batteries.
Hmm.
They run you about 20 minutes, but in real time, according to the research I've been doing, it really runs for about a solid 10 to 15 minutes.
Damn.
So not as they advertise. I mean, it's every company does that shit. They false advertise for like by a little bit. But
what about the goggles? Have you tried them on?
No, I'm like I said, dude, I literally just opened it barely and I put it back into the box just for the story. And then I went back to editing. Yeah, exactly. I got a lot of shit for like, the box is already open. I'm like, true, good eye, but fuck you. So, I haven't tried it, man. I haven't tried it, but I'm very excited to get onto that. Maybe over the weekend, depending how things go. I have a busy week, busy rest of the week. I have two shoots tomorrow, which is kind of crazy. That'll be my first time doing two shoots.
Damn, bro.
And then Friday as well. And then Saturday, I'm doing another wedding. So, weddings are going crazy right now, man.
Hell yeah,
dude. Weddings are going crazy. Yeah, it is wedding season. And all the weddings from last year they're slammed this year now.
Yeah, hell yeah. There's like weddings on Saturdays and Sundays and even Fridays.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to ask you something about your filter.
The ND filters?
Yeah. Damn, I forgot what I was
going to say. Oh, so I was telling my boy that I was like, yo, now I need to invest in filters for my GoPro Hero 9. Before, I would never care about overcranking it. This is GoPro. But now that I want a quality image when it comes to the aerial look, I need a freaking ND filter. So I'm doing like
a lot of research. How do you even put a fucking filter on that? Is it like a stick? You
kind of like twist it off.
Twist
it off the regular lens that it has. Is it a
fucking square?
Yeah, you twist it off and then you add the other lens or filters. There's other filters where you put things over that same one.
Yeah.
So you're shooting through two pieces of glass technically.
Which loses the quality sometimes.
I don't know, man. It's like... Pixel peepers will notice it, but the common eye wouldn't.
Yeah.
So now I'm looking into getting some filters for the GoPro, but I'm not in no rush to get that right now. I want to learn how to fly it first. I'm going to take it to the same park that I learned how to fly my first, where you used to take me at that park over there. It's wide open. And then I'm just going to just practice it there on sport mode maybe manual mode. That's manual mode is where you do like the flips and whatnot, which I don't ever plan on doing that anyways. I can't see myself doing that because to me it doesn't look good in video. Like I feel like it makes
you want to throw up.
Exactly. I get like all nauseated. Like, no, I don't want to do that. I do want to go like, I'm not saying I'm gonna do it, but like going like at a skyscraper and you're going down a skyscraper, that'd be kind of cool, or like a mountain or a waterfall, that I will do. But I'm not doing freaking little flips and whatnot. To me, it doesn't look good.
I don't know why. I just picture your reaction, like of you just fucking breaking it, like going deep dives, like boom.
I already know the plan B because it's scary. Because everyone says you're going to crash your drone. You're going to crash your drone. Yeah. You're on an FPV. You're going to crash it. Like I'm like,
You never crashed it, right? In none of your drones.
Not yet, man. Not yet. The most I've gone through was like little leaves at a tree. And
fucking Rafe, did he fix it? Or what's up with that?
Luckily for him, so what he was referring to in our last wedding that I shot, if you would have followed was our personal account, A_Mendoza and Peter Cullen Frames.
Yeah.
You would have seen that Rafe,
What happened?
He says he was on tripod mode. And for those that don't know, tripod mode is an intelligent mode where it goes like a turtle. It's kind of like it's just really slow. And for some reason, his back sensors weren't working and it ran into a tree. I just don't get how he was on tripod mode at such a slow speed to like run into a palm tree and break the wing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. I was in the field. I was in the opposite building with him or doing my own thing in the ground, and he was doing some drone work. I decided to do some drone work. I'm gonna get on the field and get some establishing shots. And then I meet up with him, and the drone's in the ground. He's just like sad face, like why are you laughing, dude?
like fuck.
And no, he's not one of those that curses. He's not like us, but he did say, he's like, dude, I'm just bummed because I go to Peru in less than 7 days. I'm like, how am I going to get a new drone for the content he's going to shoot over there? He's actually there right now.
Yeah.
And he's like, he was on his phone like, yo, check your phone right now. See if you have the refresh, the DJI insurance.
Yeah.
And so luckily for him, he had it for 2 more weeks.
Damn.
So he like ordered another one and he's like, you got to send it back. And then and from there, we get you another one for free. And he's like, dude, I'm not going to get it on time. I'm like, dude, just get the brand new one. Get the Air S2. And if you don't want it, you could always return it because it's freaking Amazon. They take anything back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Once you have your hands on it, I can't see you returning that bad boy, man. He's like, yeah, you're right, dude. I might just freaking sell the Air that he just broke and just sell that one and keep the one that he just got, which is like the newest one that just came out.
So did he get a new drone?
Yeah, he got the Mavic Air S2. I hate these stupid names, man. The new one, the latest one. He got that one.
S2. I was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, dude, my wedding.
That's the first thing. You're a dick.
But I mean, like,
no, he got the new one. He got a better one, actually.
Yeah, that's dope that he got insurance, though.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up our recap. Enough of that, dude. Yeah. So, 1 year anniversary, man. How do you feel, man?
It just goes to show you, man. We in this shit deep. We in deep waters, baby.
It just started as a joke, though, man. I know. And then we created a little monster. We have a little cult following right now. We hit 100 subs on YouTube. So shouts to all you guys that are on YouTube.
Did we see that?
And if you're out there creeping on us right now, make sure you hit that subscribe button. It is completely free. Hit the thumbs up. And throw a comment progress while you're at it. So let us know what's up. And we really appreciate everyone that's been consuming our content. Seriously, man. Like, people from all over the world, man, are listening to us.
Every week, we're trying to bring a guest that's going to give something back to you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And dude, from what it seems, we're doing just that.
People are really enjoying having the guests. I think that was a really good move on the second season of having a new guest, bring some fresh ideas, getting to know these people, man. And it's just really cool that at least the guests that we're bringing in, man, they're like very unselfish. They're providing value to our listeners. And that's like the ultimate goal. Like, if you're here just to talk and blow yourself off, like, no, man, that's not what we want. We want you to provide value to you guys. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah. If you have a story, if you're creative and you want to be on here to tell your journey, because everybody that's been on here has told a journey, man. They've been really open. They're like, it amazes me every day when we have a guest here.
The fact that they open up to kind of strangers, I guess, for the most part. Like, the last few episodes we've had, we don't really know them like that. It's been dope, man.
It's an honor and it's a privilege to have that creative here sitting down with us, telling them, like, you know, unveiling everything from like what they've gone through
to going through the mud,
the trenches and all that to making it big. Like it's such an honor, I say, to like hear that story in person. And I hope you guys get something from that.
Yeah, definitely, man. So I've been loving it, man. I've been enjoying this podcast, and hopefully we go for another year.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't end up like the Joe Budden podcast and then just break up.
The Joe Budden.
The little button. So for those that know, my favorite podcast that I listen to is the Joe Budden podcast, and it just split up today on the 7th year itch, man.
Bro. Yeah,
they're completely done. Business and friends, man, just don't match up. So
I get why they split, bro. I mean, it's like we were talking about it. Let's just talk about it a little bit. You can't front and be like, yeah, I'm co-owner. Yeah, I'm doing this. And then from what I heard, it's like, yeah, like Rory thought that he owned some part, and then he asked for the books. Yeah. And then Joe Budden's like, nah, fuck off. Like, you ain't seen shit. Like, let me see how much you got offered.
Yeah.
Why'd you give me this big raise? And then like, wait, well, how much did Spotify offer us?
Yeah.
And this and that. I'm like, okay, I get it. But at the same time, it's like, know your place.
Yeah.
And you're going into a thing.
Just because so I was explaining this to Kristen about IP, so intellectual property. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her, well, Joe owns the intellectual property of the show. It's his show. He owns it.
Yeah.
And so I explained to Chris, like, for example, like if we were to get some kind of nasty divorce 3 years from now, when Barcel offers us a bag and for some reason it doesn't work out, and one of us wants to dip from the podcast, none of us, it's not just one person that owns the IP. We both own the IP because we got this from the jump. We went 50-50 on everything on as far as production value.
Yeah.
And, yeah, sure. Maybe I brought the idea to him like, hey, let's start the podcast. But at the same time, it took both of us to get in this first episode. So we both split the IP. So that's what I was explaining to her. Because she hadn't understood. I think it's a new generational thing. A lot of people don't know what IP is.
One question I was going to ask you. So when they started the Joe, because I've only recently, like a couple of years, or I started listening to when 619 was on it. Or not 619 was being talked about. That's when I started listening to the podcast. And then, so when Joe Budden started his podcast from episode zero,
without them,
I'll tell you right now.
Okay. So he does own the IP.
Oh, I thought they started.
Get into it until like episode 7 or
2014 or 15 of my.
Yeah, I remember listening to him back when I was in Mary Coast.
So he started it before. Okay. Yes. Okay.
He had a chick, which not many people would know. And then he fired her because it didn't work out on personal issues. Mm. And then Rory was already there. And then when she got replaced with Maul.
Damn.
And they've been together for literally since the first year. They're not day ones necessarily, but they are first year rioters, if that makes any sense. But
and yeah, the funny thing is, and what's got me wrapped in this drama is because it's kind of like, I hate when people are hypocrites. So like Joe Budden's being a little hypocrite because that's exactly what happened to him in Complex. So how come?
Not really.
What do you mean? Like Complex was making money off of ads, and then Joe Budden's like, yo, what are you making money? He's like, nah, don't worry about it.
True.
You're just a worker. So I feel like, I can relate with Rory, like his feelings got hurt. Like I can understand
both of them. That's what they're saying. You can't mix, like get your emotions out. And it's hard to tell someone that's very emotional to like, yo, stop thinking with your emotions, bro. Think with your logic. Think with your brain.
I agree with that. But I just feel like Joe Budden's being, I feel like everybody.
No, he is really hard-headed. But
he's like,
Joe, I know this is super off topic, but it's really interesting for us to talk about. I like to talk about businessmen as of like the last couple years, 3 years now, because I could see us in that position, not necessarily of them like beefing and like the numbers are crazy, but I could see us like this podcast. Who knows what could happen, man? So I
lawyers.
Yeah.
No, it was just funny. Like the whole drama thing, because I can see everybody has their own point of view, and I can see each point of view.
Yeah.
But the only thing that sucks is like, damn, Joe, like, you know where they're coming from. Like just be straight up with them.
He was straight up though. That's the thing.
Not really, because
they thought they owned something when they never did.
Nah, you know what pissed me off when Rory was like, yo, bro, you went straight with this Complex. Like, why couldn't he own up to it? Like you say, he's hard headed, like whatever, but I mean, it is what it is, whatever.
There's more. The whole point of that is because this is a whole deep dive, man. We're not going to get into that because there'll be another freaking 45 minutes.
Anyways, man, but they all got clout. They could do their own thing now.
Yeah, they'll be fine. But hopefully we get in a position where those bags are getting offered to us one day. I mean, that'd be cool. I mean, why not? We all want money. Why not? Yeah. So listen, I'm not going to pretend and say like, I do it for the love of the sport. For like, no, I would like some change here and there.
Yeah, if I don't get changed one more year after this, I'm out.
I think you said that in the last, like in episode 5, you're like, yo, 1 year, we're not getting anything, bro. I'm out. Like,
hey, man. All this wedding shit and all this other stuff, like it's getting me, yo, you better be grateful, motherfuckers. Because I'm getting to that point. I'm getting to that breaking point.
I hope you're joking right now.
Nah, I am joking, dude. Obviously.
But please give us a like if we're at it. But
Let's get into.
We've been getting a lot of a lot of DMs as of late since we posted our 1 year anniversary. I don't know why you guys won't even freaking put it in the comments, man. Like a lot of people would like to DM us and shit like that. But anyways, they're asking us, "Yo,
what do I
need? How do I start a podcast?" Which it's kind of annoying because you can literally YouTube that bitch. But how do I start a podcast? And is it too late to start a podcast in 2021? So Pete, I'll give you the floor for right now.
No, it's not too late. Me and you thought it was, we didn't even like think about it. We just like maybe thought about it for a second. Like, oh, is it too late? Like, nah, man, there's always room for ideas. There's always rooms for opinions. There's always rooms for new teachers. There's always new room for
personalities.
Mentors. Yeah. Personalities. Whatever your end goal is, there's always room for that. What do you need? This is the same question. Every time I go, like, oh, you have another podcast. I've been into health and fitness. I want to start my own podcast. What do you need? Okay. One. You need an H6.
You need an H6.
You get an H2.
Use your freaking phone and a freaking the microphone or your headphones that comes with your iPhone. You can use that if you wanted to.
Yeah, you can use anything. But if you're really serious about this, what is this, like 350? 300?
$400, bro.
$400. This is going to, once you plug in this XLR cable, which is like $20, and then once you put in this mic, which is like $120, once you buy this stand, it's like $10. Pop filter. And then you put these headphones, hopefully you have some headphones, and you listen to yourself, you're in.
Oh, it is night and day.
Yeah.
You don't have to get that. If you want to even go more pro, you get the Rodecaster that costs like, I don't know, like $800. I could be wrong. I know it's a little bit more expensive and it does a lot of like things automatically.
I'm talking about
like full manual. But the reason we got this is because
the sound quality.
Not just that, but like I thought miles ahead. I was like, I could see myself using that at weddings. And we're going to use this for your wedding too, to capture the audio speeches and whatnot. So like for me, it's a great portable piece of machine to have for filmmaking and also podcasting. So shout out to Matt Diavella for getting me into this H6. But yeah, there's a variety of things. You could use your phone with earbuds, like get into a closet surrounded by clothes. So the audio is a lot more richer than being in a hallway or around a tile. Like this is ideally not the greatest audio podcast setting, but we're making it happen. And we could compensate that with a nice mic, pop filter, H6, post-production that Pete does in the back end. Like this, the stuff that you'll never see, like he does a lot of editing on Audition. So I don't know how long, he says it takes him like an hour or two. And so that's stuff you got to consider, but go ahead.
The only reason I'm saying this is because, I mean, yeah, you can use your phone. You can just put record and talk into the fucking phone. But if you're going to look long-term and you want to like, off the get-go, this is a great investment. This is, you know, do the math. H6, $400.
Link it in the descriptions, by the way. If you're on YouTube, link are in the descriptions to see how much these cost. They're all Amazon affiliate links. And what that means is you're not going to pay more than where you're supposed to. You pay what it costs, but we're going to get a small commission, which is not going to affect your pockets at all. It just helps us keep the channel running, though. So that's what affiliate links mean.
So, like, I'm saying, like, this is going to motivate you to keep going. And if you're serious, you're gonna be motivated to keep going, because the person who goes like, oh, they said I can use the phone. You know what? Fuck this. I sound like shit. This, you can talk however you want. You can talk your radio voice. Welcome to 93.3. You can talk however the fuck you want. You're gonna sound beautiful. You're gonna sound full, and it's gonna motivate you. And it's gonna keep you pumping material, which I want to encourage everybody out there. If you have an idea, keep pumping material. And this setup is the bare minimum. Like, this is the cheapest you can go. I'm sure there's other than now.
Cheapest, amateurish, intern, pro-ish.
It sounds professional. I've told Alberto this. Like, I've gone to the point where I can edit, and I listen to like people using the 70 SMBs,
the Shure mics.
Yeah, the Shure mics, the $400 mics with the fucking dashboard and thing.
The Rodecaster.
Yeah, the Rodecaster thing. And I'm like, dude, ours sounds fuller. Ours sounds like better.
We've had music producers tell you like, yo, bro, what are you doing with your audio? It sounds fucking clean.
We was like, what do you use? Was like, dude, like you're doing great. I'm like, dude, like. I know audio. I used to DJ, so like I know how to manipulate the whatever I got. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a great starter kit. Like I said, H2, H4, you can go with it. It's by Zoom. Link in the description. And yeah, this is all you need.
And you could have five different mics with this specific Zoom H6.
Yeah. And what I love about this and the way while we preach this, all you need is an SD card. You plug in the SD card. You put four AA batteries in here.
Or you can use a battery bank.
Yeah. Or a battery bank. That is true. We've done that a couple episodes. Look at the other ones. XLR cable, with the mic, the four AA batteries or the external battery will power this thing. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to do that. And you can take this. Look, you can take this and go fucking, you can be in a plane and be doing a podcast.
Facts.
And that's the beauty of this. Once you're done, you plug it into your computer, you download the fucking, the two recordings into whatever you use, Audition, Logic, or whatever, and you edit it. And it's simple as that, man. It makes everything so simple.
Not just the way you said, if you were to get something a little bit more expensive, you're going to get motivated because of the rich sound. But also, you're spending, let's say, the road with this and the mic and the cable.
$600
I'd say like $500
Yeah.
Let's say $500 Just for, if you spend $500 into that, you're going to feel more motivated to, like, it's like what Kristen. Kristen spends an arm and a leg. Your girl goes spends an arm and a leg on F4 or 5 gym. Bro, the way this shit hurts my heart when I hear how much they pay fucking monthly. But they are motivated. Kristen is, she goes 6 days a week and she used to not fucking work out, bro.
Yeah.
She was just naturally fit. But she never worked out. And she started going there 6 days a week because, like, I'm getting my money's worth. I'm like, dude, facts. You better fucking do that.
Yeah.
So when you spend that much money on equipment, you're forced to, like, bro, I didn't just spend $500 for nothing. Like, I'm going to fucking do this shit. At least that's the way I'm programmed. You could freaking be hyped for 3 weeks and then get over it and just let us collect dust in the closet. But for me personally, if I'm spending a lot of money on something, I'm make sure I'm going to use that shit.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're rich as fuck and this is like nothing new. Yeah. Then yeah, but for different. The most part, if you're the creative that's going to take our advice and get this, you're going to be on a good one. Like, you're going to not regret anything spending. You're going to look at it as an investment.
So that's how to start a podcast. And what about distribution?
Distribution, you just go to like...
what are we using?
We use Anchor. And then you take, I think it's like 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Just to start.
And you slowly get distributed to like... I think the first one you get distributed to Spotify.
Well, Spotify owns Anchor, so that makes sense. Yeah,
and then I think that takes like 2 days. You're first on Anchor for like a week, actually, and then you get on Spotify. And then, like, the hardest one to get on is Apple.
That's why it took us forever to drop our first episode.
Like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that we recorded, but we were like, nah, we're going to wait till we're all platforms.
Because most people have Apple.
Yeah, Berto was like, nah, wait. And I was like, bro, come on. So we had to wait like 2 or 3 weeks. I don't remember
and
what
the,
it was.
And then because we knew we wanted to post on a Thursday. And then this is a Wednesday. And like, dude, it's been 3 weeks. So Apple should approve us at this point.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, if they approve us, we're going to drop the next day. And literally they approved us like at 6 p.m. Yeah. I'm like, dude, let's prep. We got to drop tomorrow morning for sure.
Yeah. And it was dope. But that's what we use. We do have the option to obviously make like a couple bucks every recording, like
little ads.
Yeah, like right now, shit, we would have shit ton of money if we were doing
it. But it's not worth it, man. To me, it's not worth it.
No, of course, it's not worth it.
I fucking hate ads, so I never want to be that ad guy.
We're in the long run, so like we don't do that. But you have the option to do that if you do want to do that. And what else? We have YouTube. Obviously, you can see our pretty faces.
We're big visual people. So he's a photographer. I'm a videographer. Obviously, I'm like, I don't want to just make an audio platform. I want a visual platform. So YouTube was really big for me. Instagram is really big for me. Making micro content is really big for me. Like I said, I'm a visual person. So I love to create this kind of shit, man. So one of my priorities for me is the YouTube and Instagram content. And Pete does like most of the posts, actually all the posting. But he's in charge of all the audio platform DSPs, as they call it. And yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot of work. It's like a second job almost sometimes. And it's, I mean, if you're in the long run for it, like, go ahead, do it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with posting a podcast a month, but I don't know how far you're going to get with that. And obviously, if you're a podcaster, you want your message to be sent and be heard by millions of people. So I don't know how motivated you're going to be unless it's more of a journal type of podcast. But other than that, me and Alberto are looking forward to, like...
We're looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah, we want to keep pushing. Like we always say... We want that guy who we wish we had, and that's our motivator to push every week.
And like, you don't fucking hard. And if you're starting off, guys and gals, you don't need three different camera setups like we do. We do it because I just own it already. Pete owns his own camera. I own two cameras, so I'm like, yo, let's make a three camera setup. It's gonna look doper, a wide and two tights. If you're starting off, you don't have a camera, bro. You can literally fucking get a camera on OfferUp for like $200 that shoots 1080p. 24 frames per second, and it's all you freaking need, or 30 frames per second, or 1080 60, which I don't know why you do that, but whatever. And you can shoot one wide shot, like this wide shot, for example. And if you have a little bit more coin, you save up a little bit more, you could get another camera, a cheap camera for like $100, and it works. Or you could just use your freaking iPhone, man. Yeah. iPhones are good enough. So
set that shit on wine mode and use that as your widescreen.
Exactly. So that's as far as the items that you need for podcasts, unless you have anything else to add on.
If you want to go crazier, you know, you match the audio, you dump the audio in Premiere, you do one of these, and then you just
sync them.
Yeah, you just literally button there on Premiere that says sync audio, and it goes off that clap. Mm-hmm. Or the biggest wave.
Yeah,
and it works like butter.
Yeah
This is why you get like video with like audio, like it captures like attention.
Facts. And as far as the second half question, which is it too late to start a podcast? And for me, I think it's podcasting is still at its infant stage right now.
What was that stats that you were telling me?
So I listened to a podcast yesterday on the No Jumper podcast with Adam 22. He interviewed Joe Budden, coincidentally.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. It's pretty good. It dropped yesterday. And so he was talking about, they were having some similar conversation about podcasting and stuff like that. And then Joe brought this stat up, like, yo, like, there's 1,000 podcasts being birthed every day.
Yeah.
So guys, like, yeah, there's a fuck ton right now, but believe it or not, it's still at its infant stage right now, because it's only been less than 10 years that podcasts have been going on. And it's only been mainstream for like the last 3-4 years, I'd say.
Yeah. And you got to remember, like it's like kind of like YouTube. Like there's YouTubers that are like big and you've never heard of them, and like you see their thing and then you're like, holy shit, they have 1.2 million
you're followers. Like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, you're like, literally every single day I come up with somebody like, what the fuck, and I'm like, oh shit, that's pretty dope. It just goes to show you, like, you, it's never too late. Teddy Atlas, he does a boxing review channel, or he talks about fights. He started his podcast like 2 years ago and he's taking off. Mm-hmm. And he's like 67. Obviously, he's a big trainer, a big legend. But either way, like, he started 2 years ago. Now it's like, because it was a boxing niche that he attacked, boom, it like catapulted.
Good point, man. Find a niche that works for you. It doesn't have to be. I know for the most part, the people that are listening to us are probably into camera, videography, all that kind of stuff. But if there's something else that you're passionate about, like, let's say I'm fucking passionate about fitness. You could talk about fitness. You could talk about like calorie consumption, what foods to eat, what carbs to eat. Like, you go into like the macros and whatnot, and the push pull days over the bro splits. Like, you could talk about anything you want in that niche.
Yeah.
There is, believe it or not, there is a niche for every single thing you could think of. Like, if you're into like the weirdest shit, believe it or not, there is an audience for that, man. Like, so don't feel like, dude, I don't know anyone else that's into. I'm trying to think of the weirdest shit right now. Can you think of something really weird?
Yeah, like, okay, so like, let's say you want to do a baking channel, because I follow a couple people.
Baking's kind of big.
Hold on, let me get. No, not really, dude. I haven't seen any baking channels
that you know of.
Yeah, so like, let's say like someone in San Diego, like, they want to do baking, they get this set up and they start podcasting. Like, so I made a cake today. I'm like, fuck, it's not working well. Get a camera, do the audio, and do the camera. I'll bet you like people are driving and like they're driving. I mean, it sounds super bad. They're fucking YouTube, or maybe at work. Who cares? Yeah. But they're listening to the audio and it keeps them engaged. I'm like, wow, this audio sounds really full.
Yeah.
It's keeping my attention. And once in a while, they look down. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. Cool. So like, that'll keep your attention.
Yeah, dude. There's a niche for everything, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, believe it or not, if you're into like something super weird, there is an audience. We're on the internet, so you're going to connect with people all over the world, not just in your little hometown that you're from. Like, there's people out there that are going to be into whatever they're into. Like, there's a crowd for everybody, seriously.
Yeah. And so it's a niche shit.
Yeah.
It sounds bad, but we have 100 subs for a reason, right? Because there's a niche for that.
It's just on YouTube. We're not even talking about the numbers on Spotify, Apple. Like, exactly. I don't know those numbers because I just don't really give a fuck.
It's just like that niche that you gotta find, and you gotta be passionate, man. Nobody finds a niche without just being like, "Well, I hope this is a niche," and like shoot a hoop. Like, you have to be passionate.
You just can't throw a dart into the wall and be like, "I think this will make me money if I talk about if I talk about this right here, dude." Yeah, you might do it for like 4 weeks, and then in the fifth, sixth week, seventh week, it's gonna drag, and your audience are gonna tell when you're like, "Bro, you're not even into this shit, bro."
Yeah,
it's kind of like the Joe Budden podcast. Back to them. Rory and Maul, they were like, you could tell it was a weird tension in the last 15 episodes, man. I'm like, bro, like, what's going on? Like, this, the chemistry is off, and everyone knew about it. Yeah. And then they end up breaking up, which, I mean, we all saw that coming. If you're a long time listener, you knew that was going to come. You don't listen to them like that. So it was kind of a shock for you when they broke up. To me, it was like, bro, I saw this shit coming. Like, they don't fuck with each other no more. So if you're not passionate about this shit no more, man, like, your audience will tell, you're going to show phoniness, and you're just doing it just for like clout, and you want numbers, and it's never going to work out. If you do it for numbers or money, to me personally, it's never going to work out, man. It's got to come from the heart. It's got to come from the soul. And then eventually, yes, the money will come.
Yeah. And you'll like, there, another thing I get asked, like, Peter, Berto, do you guys have a script? Like, no, we don't have a script. Like,
this is off the rip right now.
This is
dude. Off the
rip. This is why we're passionate. This is why we were fucking episode 45, one fucking year anniversary. I'm wearing my same shirt I wore in the first fucking episode. Let's get her. This is why we're still like so. What's that word you use? The, when you're like, oh no, let's use this for continuity.
Continuity.
Continuity. This is why we're so like that, because we are passionate about this. You know, we have horse blinders and we only care about what we're passionate about.
That's because we could literally look at, let's say, the Peter McKinnon podcast and be like, fuck, man, these guys have so many subscribers and listeners. Or we could listen to another fucking photography, Fronos. Like, fuck, this guy has so many subscribers and shit. Like, yeah, it's easy to get down on that, but I don't, bro. Once
we don't compare, we don't.
You get to a point where you, in life where you just stop caring about other people's numbers, or activities, or whatever. And maybe this is a blessing on for us to like not be like that anymore. Because I used to be like that. I'm sure you were too. But I'm telling you, the older you get, the less shit you care, man. Yeah. It's just, it's a kind of a cool thing.
Because you get, you realize like. What's more of a regret, like the hard work that you put in, or the hard work that you didn't put in? I probably botched that up, but there's just some.
I never want to be a coulda, woulda, shoulda person.
Yeah. So like, give it 100%. Like, fuck it. Like,
and if it doesn't pan out, who cares, man?
If you look stupid,
I'm never gonna kill someone for like trying for something like that. Went balls deep for it. Like, I'm not gonna be like, bro, you fucking suck, man. You didn't do it. You didn't get to a million subscribers. Like, I'm never going to kill someone for that, dude. Like, no, at least for me, like, effort, man. Like, if you go give it your all, bro, I'm going to give you a fucking clap, bro. Like, yo, props, man. You tried, man. It's all good. Yeah. At least you'll know that it didn't work out, but at least you know you gave it your all.
Yeah. One last tip I will give before we go to Friend of the Week is be authentic, man. Don't try to, like, portray someone you're not. Or don't be like, oh, I need this high energy. I'm going to – because you eventually, man, you're not going to keep that up. Like, just be you. People will fuck with you. If like I say – vulnerability is the new seller right now. Like, it's good that it's that, but that's what sells right now. So like, just be you and do 10 episodes. If you're not getting 2 episodes, then quit, because you suck. I'm just, damn. But I'm saying, like, do 10 episodes. Do 10 of whatever you do, right?
Yeah.
10 podcasts, 10 videos, whatever. If you don't see it growing, maybe reflect a little bit. Do like, what am I doing? What can I do something different? If not, then be like,
okay, maybe
this is, maybe this isn't for me. But you gotta self-check yourself. You can't just keep being that millennial that we get quoted in, like, oh, I deserve this, though.
I'm entitled.
I'm entitled because I did 10. Nah, Pete said 10. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, just...
And there's a lot of bullshit that they sell on Instagram and YouTube. Like, here's 5 ways to get a million subscribers. Here's 10 ways to get 1,000 Instagram followers in 4 days. Like, there's so much bullshit like that, bro. Stop consuming. First of all, stop following these fucking... I almost said the R word. Stop following these fucking dumbasses, because it's full of shit, man. They're just trying to sell you on a product. Dude, there is no secret to this shit, man. It's literally hard work and consistency. It's like fucking Floyd Mayweather. Hard work. Like... Dude, that's all it is, man. And if something's not working out, take a step back, evaluate your situation. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Instead of fucking being that fucking person, I'm blaming on the algorithm, man. The algorithm is against me, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes our fucking Instagram hits. Sometimes our freaking Instagram reels, they slap. For the most part, they slap. But when they don't, it's like, all right, what did we do wrong? Instead of being like, yo, Instagram fucking just hates us, bro. Yeah. Like, we're never like that. We're like, what could we do for the next? Oh, you know what? People react better when you fucking show a camera or a piece of camera gear on the cover art. Like, stuff like that, man. You got to reevaluate yourself, bro. Yeah.
And I will tell you one last secret. Fuck it. You just got to be you, man, because I personally don't follow YouTubers or podcasts who are the same. I don't like, oh, this guy's funny because he's funny and this guy's funny because they're both funny. I only follow one and one and one. Everybody's unique in my channel. Yeah. Everybody's like that. So, like, that goes to show you just got to be you. Any last tips that you want to give the creative game that might benefit them?
Yeah.
Starting like their fucking thing.
Yeah. My last tip would be, it's like my favorite saying ever, dude. Just do it.
Just do it. Okay, yeah. Jesus.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. Shouts to Nike.
Yeah, dude. No, I've always been a fan of this since I was a kid, man. Just fucking do it. Like, if you're planning on, if you think about you want to do something, man, just fucking do it. What's going to happen? Like, just do it. Like, I just something I've always like done in my head like forever. Like just fucking do it, man. Just create. It's one of our hashtags. Just create.
Let's go.
If you plan on, if you think about doing it, man, just do it. Literally, start with your phone. Start with some headphones. Whatever headphones you got, it's gonna work. See how you feel. See how you like it, and put it out there, man. At the end of the day, all this production shit doesn't really matter. Yes, does it help? Yes, it will enhance the quality to the audience. But at the same time, what's the point of having great gear when you have a shitty message and you got nothing to say?
Yeah.
So have a strong message. It's all about what you want to say. It's all about your message. Like if you put it out there, someone's gonna fucking connect to it.
Yep.
Maybe not everybody. Maybe not your family members. Maybe not your friends. They might think you're fucking weird. They may talk shit. Who knows? That's happened to us before. But dude, at the same time, we're being authentic to ourselves. So put that message out there. You never know who you're gonna connect with. Who you're gonna help out in their deepest, darkest moments. I mean, shit. Some of the creators we've had here, they've been through the mud. And they're like, bro, I seen your podcast, man. That shit fucking helps me. I'm like, bro, what? Like, that's crazy, man. So be yourselves, like Pete said. Don't ever be anybody else. And just have a clear message of what you want to say. That's all it is.
I will tell you what's going to happen. You're going to die and you're going to regret this shit when you're a ghost, bro.
Yeah, if you're on your deathbed and you're like, fuck, man, I wish I would have tried this shit. Like, that's like my worst fear in life. It's like being on my deathbed and regretting the things that I never did that I wanted to do.
True.
I just can't imagine a life like that, man. But a lot of people do live that life where they're just going to, they go through the motions.
Yep.
And once in their deathbed, there's so many regrets in their lives, and then they fucking die.
So, guys, this before we get to the frame of the week, just I hope you guys got a little bit of something. You know, we went through all the trial and errors of getting to a potter. What do you need?
Yeah.
What do you need to do? This and that. And yeah, guys.
What is this something that you learned from 1 year podcasting?
Not to give a shit. You're going to die. Whatever I always preached. send that message because somebody out there is going to... You know, what's kept me going through this whole year is, besides the time I almost cried with Mar, it's because the creative gang, like, they connect. That connection is like, oh, shit, like, I connect with that. And that just motivates us, man. The messages we get, everything, like, even though when I'm tired and I'm like, I put my work to the side, I'm like, nah, like, I feel like I'm a servant for them, which I love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, I love being... I mean, fuck, I'm an educator to like the person who can take something of that because my experience serves as an example, like, yo, what to do, what not to do.
Right.
And I'm happy that makes them value something.
That's dope, man.
What about you?
The thing that I've been learning since the 1 year of podcasting is, I don't know, man. I should know weakness, remember?
You're the fucking one asking the fucking question, bro.
Now, the one thing I learned about podcasting, I'd say, is how much hard work it takes to produce a podcast.
Hell yeah, man.
Like, you see it on YouTube all the time. You see it on your favorite DSPs, on Apple, Spotify, whatever you're on. And you're just like, man, that sounds easy, man. Like, when you like, people judge, like, oh, you're just sitting there and you're just talking. That sounds easy. Yeah, motherfucker, it's easy probably just to sit there and talk, but you coming up an hour early, setting up all these lights, the mics, audio check, audio testing, QC, and then the post-production, it takes us about an hour and 20 minutes to export all three memory cards into the computer. They're 30 gigs a piece for the most part. That's just solo podcast, let alone a guest podcast. And then post editing, it takes him, what, 2 hours? An hour and a half, maybe?
It's depending, dude.
How bad this sounds like that. That's going to cost you another 15 minutes right there.
I will tell you one thing I do learn.
Well, you let me finish, bitch.
Oh, go ahead.
So the post-editing the video, once he gives me the audio, I have to freaking sync it into Premiere with the three video files, and then I have to cut through them, splice them. Shouts to Joel for giving me that multi-camera tool that I did not know of, the 1-2-3 button. Super clutch, by the way. Exporting. Good thing for me, I have a fucking beast of a computer, so it exports within less than 10 minutes. Most people, I know off the rip, that shit takes you about 30, 45 minutes. How long did it take that when you did that one podcast?
I don't know, a long time, bro.
Exactly. So that's just export. That's another 45 minutes for the most part on a basic computer. And then you got to upload to YouTube. Uploading takes forever. Uploading takes me about an hour plus, and I have a beast of a computer, and I have great internet too.
Yeah.
So that's just that. Think about the captions. You do all the captions and shit like that, like the titles. I need to create micro content. And then I have to like send them to the drive, you download them, you post them. You got to think of the greatest, your great caption person. I will give you that. I can't, if it's me, bro, I'm going to be like dot. And just shit. A 30 hashtag just for the reach.
Damn.
And then that's just one fucking episode. It's a lot of time and effort to create a podcast the way we want to do
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay.
So that you could easily just record, send it through whatever freaking distributor and just let us do its thing and just go from there. But I mean, the way I want to do it, the way we want to do it, we want to go balls deep. We want to do visuals. We want to do Instagram. Yeah. I don't know why we're not doing Facebook or TikTok. I refuse to get TikTok, actually. But yeah, that's the way we do it, though.
Man, look at Alberto venting. Call me the B word, which I haven't called him a B word in a while. It's like, stop calling B words. Like, what did I say last time, bro? I was going to say bitch. I was like, what? Like, damn, bro, chill. But okay, I will tell you this.
You're going to say something.
The one thing I have learned that I regret, I know. Okay, so here. The feeling I hate when we're podcasting.
Uh-huh.
We're having a guest. It's 2 hours. I look down. I'm like, holy shit. It's fucking 1 hour 42. But this conversation is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about all the editing. Like, fuck, it's more work for me. But let's keep it going.
Yep.
So, yeah, I should fucking appreciate that. Because that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, especially those 2 hour episodes. Like, god damn, I gotta listen to this. And then, like, gotta listen to it again in case I miss something. Those
peaks. And we're, for the most part, we're filming on a weekday. So,
yeah, I gotta work tomorrow.
You have work at fucking early, 6 a.m.
I gotta wake up. I'm fucking, like, you know what I mean? You get the picture.
Yeah.
So let's go into the fucking firm of the week. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode because we went a little deeper than we thought. But
yes, yes.
We love you guys.
And so while you're at it, you want to do some plugs while we're here?
You can catch us at In The Frame Podcast on YouTube, In The Frame Podcast at gmail.com. Any sponsors? You guys want to sponsor us?
Yes. There's a contact button on the YouTube channel and on our description in general. Yeah. But yes, firm of the week you'll see here in the whiteboard is at Genevieve Photos. And I mean, this is a wedding. It looks like an engagement photo.
Wedding season is upon us, boys.
So much fun attending this and meeting so many talented people. I have so many photos I wanted to share. But for now, here's a little glimpse of this beautiful couple.
Yep.
Man, Describe it. What do you feel like since you're the portrait guy?
I like the back brick. She didn't go like super open. So you can see some texture on the bricks. And yeah, beautiful picture.
Beautiful couple.
I love it. Love it.
I actually fucking know these people.
Didn't you say you fucking shot
them? I shot these people before. Yeah. I think they're fucking models, man. Yeah, when I shot them, it was a wedding. It was like a mock wedding. And it was the same couple. I recognized them. Damn, that is them. That's so dope. This is Los Angeles, though. Interesting. I shot them here in San Diego. So, yeah, dude, shouts to Genevieve Photos. I think she might be doing, I guess.
Was she based out of San Diego?
I'm just going based off this screenshot, I'm not gonna lie.
And what does that
just
say?
It just says LA, Los Angeles. So
gotcha.
So yeah, man. Shouts to her. Thanks for supporting the Potter.
Thank you.
And yeah, we appreciate it, guys. So once again, guys, if you guys are on Spotify, hit that share button, add it to your Instagram stories, give us a tag while you're at it, and show some love, man. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, I know it takes a little bit more work. Take a screenshot. Add it to your stories.
Let's go.
And give us a tag. And yeah, we're going to repost it. And if you're on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. It is absolutely free.
Yeah.
Give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. And give us a comment. Let us know what we're doing good, what we're doing bad. If you learn anything new in today's episode about creating a podcast, like I said, everything that we use for this production is linked into the description in our YouTube page. Or actually this video, for all videos actually. So yeah, take a look at it, see what it costs. If you check your budgeting and you can see what each piece of equipment costs. So yeah, feel free to check that out. And like I said, they're affiliate links. It's not going to cost you any extra money. We just get a small piece of that commission to keep this channel running. So that's pretty much it. And Pete, where can people find
you? One more thing. We have like 800 and something followers. So I know you motherfuckers have a YouTube channel. Subscribe. It's easy. Come on, guys.
We do? I didn't know that.
We have like 800 or something.
Dude, that makes me feel good.
So the mathematics ain't working out. So come on, man. Subscribe, man. It's easy as fuck. You put subscribe.
Well, a lot of people don't have YouTube channels. A lot of people just listen to audio. I mean, it's easier.
I know the motherfuckers got a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Do it.
If there are people from our generation or younger. So yeah, you do have a YouTube channel. Facts.
People can find me at PeterColinFrames.com, PeterColinFrames on Instagram. What about you?
People can find me on Instagram at @A_Mendoza_ and YouTube Alberto Mendoza.
This is going to do for episode number 45. One fucking year anniversary.
On to another year.
Let's go. Cheers, guys. See you guys on 46.